This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. President Trump will make an announcement from the Oval Office, but first, we're going to go to our guy in thick or thin. I know he's pressed today for a bit of time, but the great Scott Presler at his 2 o'clock house call, roughly, every Monday here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, what's up today? You sound like big action with you.
Happy Tuesday. So yesterday, of course, was Labor Day. We didn't get data, but I have some fresh Pennsylvania data. But first, let me tell people where I'm going to be. So this has been a busy week, Dom. I did the Crawford Festival over on the western part of the state, right below Erie, Pennsylvania, which continues to trend it to the right. And then I went to the GDS Fair over in Wayne County. And just at that fair alone, I want to give a shout out to two of my staff, Gina and then Mr. Cuchis. And both of them, they registered 195 Republican voters / sign them up for emergency backup ballots. So even we're in an off year election, we're still putting up big numbers. And this next week, to anyone that's in Northeast Pennsylvania, I will be at the Luzerne County Fair from Wednesday tomorrow through Saturday. And then you can expect me going back to the west coast of the state over to the Albion Fair, which again is in Crawford County.
Excellent, Scott. Any sense, I know you're fluent in your schedule, when you'll be in southeastern Pennsylvania?
Yes, this whole... you on speaker for just a second. So this is a busy month of September, and I think I'm doing 12 counties during this month. So I will be in Delaware County on the 15th, Southeast PA. I'll be in York County on the 16th. I'll be in Lancaster the 17th and 18th. I'll be in Berks County. And then the weekend of the 19th and 20th, I'll be over at State College.
Okay.
Over in the center of the state as well. And then we're also going to have a table at the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania March for Life. So we'll be doing a lot more central and southeast PA during the month of September.
All right, good. Delaware County in particular, I want to see if we can see you in person there, get folks out for that. Next week, we'll zone in on it. Scott, the
go ahead. This is what I do need. So
yeah.
We're doing and thank you for the generous offer. We're doing a transition phase over here at Early Vote Action. So, you know, we're very big on voter registration. We're very big on getting people to sign up for the emergency backup ballots. Now, we may start having ballots sent out as soon as the middle of September, literally 2 weeks. So Early Vote Action is going to be transitioning, and we're going to be going into ballot chasing and pretty much just door knocking for the last 2 months going into November. And so what I would like to do is, if we could do something over in Bucks County, I would love to do a Dom Giordano, Scott Pressler, Bucks County Day of Action event. And we really need to protect Fred Heron, who's running for sheriff, and Jen Shorn, that's running for re-election as our district attorney. And so anyone in Bucks County, you can expect me that I'll be basically living there for 2 weeks doing door knocking from Levittown to Bensalem to Doylestown to Quakertown. And we are going to be putting a very big concerted effort into keeping Bucks County red.
Anything you want, you know that. So tell me your plan or where we go for that. I'm going to be with Fred next Wednesday, Scott, a week from this tomorrow, for a big fundraiser. He does a thing for kids in boxing, sheriff's office in Doylestown with him.
Great.
But Day of Action and what you want to do, you get the place or you tell me what to do as soon as you know, and I'll be there.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So, Scott, the Pennsylvania numbers, what are you seeing this week?
So we did outregister the Democrats Commonwealth-wide. However, it was narrow. Democrats added 916 voters Commonwealth-wide, and Republicans added 1,018. And now, Dom, I don't know if you saw the video that has now been seen 3.8 million times and has gone just completely viral. But I put out a video just a couple days ago. I was out doing my 6 miles per day that I do, and I was walking at 2 a.m. And I said, I have to make a video right now and let people know what's going on. And between you and me, Dom, I don't think it's looking really good for this November. Not enough people are talking about the no to retention to Democrats Daugherty, Donahue, and Wecht. Not enough people are talking about Jack Chattarelli in New Jersey. And not enough people are talking about Winsome Sears in Virginia. And I believe if the election were held today, we would lose all three states. And the Democrats would lock in two Democrat governors. And we would be stuck with a Democrat Supreme Court here in Pennsylvania until 2035. And I'm going to let me clarify myself. Give me just one minute to really say this. And I want to say this on air and to all of the listeners that come and listen to us at 2 p.m. every Monday during your show. I want to ultimately ban mail-in ballots as the president does. But please hear me loudly and please hear me clearly. Ballots are being sent out in 2 weeks. The president, with his federal authority, does not have the ability to stop the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania from mail-in ballots for this November's 2025 election cycle. Please hear me. If Republicans do not vote early, and if you do not embrace the mail-in ballots, aka the emergency backup ballots for this November, Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, Daugherty, Donahue, and Wecht, Democrat justices that locked you down, that stole the election, that gerrymandered congressional maps in 2018, allowing for the impeachment of President Trump, they're going to be retained. And with everything that I've tried to do with voter registration and organizing and hiring staff within your Commonwealth, all of our work is going to ultimately allow the Democrats to remain in power here in PA until 2035. And I don't want that to happen. And so I usually am a bubbly person. I'm going to give you good news. I'm here to give you a reality check. Again, if you guys listening don't vote this November and something's going to happen. I have roofers that fall off the ladders. I have parents that their children get sick. I got moms whose cars break down. Please, I beg you, go to vote.pa.gov and I want you to sign up for a mail-in ballot as soon as you're done listening to Don. Please, for this November, if you want to defeat three Democrat Supreme Court justices, you must have your plan B. Get a mail-in ballot as your plan B. You can always surrender it and spoil it in person on election day. And I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't want to win. If I didn't care, if I didn't give a darn, if I wanted the Democrats to win, I wouldn't tell you to do this. And I'll leave it at that. But please, vote.pa.gov, request your emergency backup ballot. your mail-in ballot and have your plan B for this November. Otherwise, you're going to have a Democrat Supreme Court.
That's why you're the best. There are so-called influencers and others who would just give you rosy scenarios, go wild and say, don't vote by mail-in ballot. And you and I both know what's going to happen. If we go down that path, we have to win in order to get rid of the mail-in ballot scourge. So let's concentrate on that now. And that's why I guess it went viral, Scott. You still have people out there on Twitter who just think that they're going to influence people or get more views or something by saying something that's silly. We know what happens if we don't. And you've offered, as you said, you have the ballot. You can spoil it on election day. So you're still showing up on election day. You made it. You spoil it there and you vote in person.
Well, and last thing. So early vote action, I like to think of us as a think tank that takes action. We're not just a think tank. We're a battle tank.
Right.
And so we're creating great strategies that we're implementing. So here's the most important thing that people aren't understanding. In 2023, the Supreme Court, there was an undervote of 440,000 votes. What does that mean? 440,000 people, Dom, voted for the Supreme Court race for Carolyn Carluccio, but didn't turn their ballot over to vote no to retention. Here's the vernacular that we're using. Flip over your ballot to fire five judges. Turn over your ballot to term limit judges. And if we have enough people being poll greeters on election day, letting people know, turn over your ballot, flip over your ballot, vote no to retention, I'm telling you, we do have the capability to defeat all three of these, and we could severely get that undervote, get more people to vote no to retention and change the scope of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
It would be as big in one fell swoop. It's not that we have to do this three election cycles. There are three of them. And look, I share what you're trying to do. The Dougherty's and I have had a lot of stuff. Johnny Dock, who is in jail now, back and forth, and the brother is on the Supreme Court. So, Scott, what do you see in New Jersey now? We have the monthly numbers, I guess, right?
You know, rarely we don't have actually, I think the data may have come out. I'm behind. Dom, oh, my gosh.
Okay, it's all right.
Bring it to you next week.
Yeah, okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I will say one thing about Jack Chattarelli. I've never seen a candidate work so hard beside Donald Trump. Jack Chattarelli is out there doing all 21 counties, working his behind off. And early vote action has 14 full-time staff on the ground. We fully support Jack Chattarelli. And I'm telling you, this race is winnable. Just as I told you, Pennsylvania, you need to request a mail-in ballot. New Jersey, it's a little bit different. For New Jersey, vote early in person. Mm-hmm. You're going to have 10 days of early voting. There are no excuses. For New Jersey, please vote early in person going into the November 4th, 2025 election.
Absolutely. So, Scott, all things Scott Presler and the campaign, et cetera, and we'll get that day worked out with you for a day of action. Where do we go?
Well, for all things concerning election integrity or knocking on doors, or if you want to learn how I turned cottage cheese into ice cream.
Yes.
You can go to this is a game changer. Go to Scott Presler. I accidentally froze my cottage cheese.
Yeah.
And then I mixed it with yogurt and I was like, oh my gosh, this is ice cream. So if anybody's trying to lose some extra weight,
I'm
telling you.
I'll be taking the advice over here.
I saw that on Twitter. I haven't tried. I'm not a cottage cheese guy, but it was interesting.
So earlyvoteaction.com, that is earlyvoteaction.com. And again, thank you so much for having me, and I will see you next Monday at 2 p.m.
Thank you, Scott. All right, Scott Presler. The beauty of Scott Presler is he's not just going to come on, some of these influencers, let's get clicks, everything's fine, etc. He's going to tell you when he sees issues out there. And some of it with the mail-in ballot, we're still fighting. Sadly, if we don't do this, you're not going to win. What is so hard to understand? Well, you have some people who just want to get people worked up on it. The president can't get rid of this by executive order. It's still going to happen. And he's come up with another plan. You got the mail-in ballot, you take it and you spoil it that day, and you vote in person if you're able to make it there that day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Heard yet another put down of the king. We are no longer friends from Linda.
Oh, okay. Well, yesterday she got in at the 11th hour, barely on Labor Day. And we had Presler on. I mean, what luck that we ended up with Scott Presler here on the show and Linda Kearns, both in Pennsylvania, one local, one national. And she mentioned that yesterday was the 1-year anniversary. When Dan called her at her desk, well, she was listening, I think, too. These people broke into various SEPTA outdoor displays and were putting Kamala Harris in a Philadelphia Eagles uniform. Can you imagine? And they sort of knew who did it. No penalty in Philadelphia, of course. And our buddy down in South Philadelphia, I think it was Joe, put posters over them to block them and ended up on the Jesse Waters show. Just the intensity of that election on Labor Day, the type of nonsense that was going on and how outraged people were. Thank you, Linda Kearns, and thank you, Scott Presler. I don't know what President Trump is doing. I don't think it's going to be the auto pen. That's his portrait of Biden, apparently. But he's going to make an announcement that apparently is military in some way, shape, or form. Dave McCormick. In the on-deck circle, he's the architect of another huge deal, the South Korean company, or the nation of South Korea, jobs at the shipyard in Philadelphia. But they're not only jobs, they're national security related. But I also asked him about SEPTA and the 6-month, he did a big thing on his first 6 months in office, and we haven't talked in a while. He is a powerhouse, to put it mildly. But we started off today, and it continues through the day. Listen to, again, if you have that ready to go. Here's the one that tops the whole story of the day, Chicago, the target. We played you the mayor saying it was built by slaves, and we're not going to let Trump come and take it yesterday. Here's the head of the Chicago Public School Teachers. I think the most notorious, at least teachers union, on a local level. I think she is more out there than Randy Weingarten. Maybe not as much as Becky Pringle. Hard to say. Here's what she said about the weekend. I think it's on CNN. It's not on Fox. And she's being asked, you have, what, 54 plus were shot over Labor Day weekend. 8 or 9 killed. And you don't think this is a crisis. You don't think something has to be done, even if you don't fully like the mechanism, to surge this, to stop this. Here's what she said.
What do you say to those who are incredibly concerned about crime in your city when we saw 50 people shot, 7 fatally just over the weekend? And the argument can be made then that there needs to be some federal assistance in order to make both you and your students and those families safer.
And I would agree, federal assistance is needed. So restore the Medicaid cuts. Make sure that young people have SNAP benefits. Rebuild and fund our Department of Education. You can give that $1 million a day to people who need support and housing and care.
But what does that do to address the crime situation in your city? I understand those grievances, but what does that do to keep people safe who feel, frankly, like our big cities are unsafe?
Well, what it has done already in Chicago is led to the precipitous decline in crime under this mayor. He has reopened mental health care clinics. He has reconstructed school libraries. He's given young people jobs. When you embrace people and fight poverty instead of humanity and dignity, you can make a crime rate go down, and you can make people feel safe and supported, and you can reaffirm our commitment to democracy in this country. He has it wrong. We're not asking for troops. We're asking for public education to be funded. We're not asking for troops. We're asking for Medicaid for all. We're not asking for troops. We're asking for affordability and affordable housing.
And who is it to that last point is driving up affordability? No, what they're asking for is the same old, same old. Notice this phony thing, too. And you're going to see it play out, maybe with criminal, where there are criminal charges possible in Washington. Crime is down. And taking any way, shape, or form to continue to say that, and people recognize it's not. And even if it were, it's minuscule, but it's not. And you have these killings that happened over the weekend. So that's part of the playbook now. Just keep saying crime is down. We don't need anything more. Crime is down. So it's acceptable, if I ever were able to get her on, to say that you have 54, 55 people shot, 8 or 9 dead. That's acceptable, right? That's what you're saying. Crime is down. This guy has done that. Well, that's no different than it's been the last few years of the stats that come out routinely. It's harder to hide homicides, although they try. They call it suspicious deaths and put it out. They've done this in Philadelphia. There's any number of things they're doing to cook the books. It's constant. It's even bigger than ever. And then just to blatantly tell people it's down when people say, no, it's not. A woman writing in The Atlantic and on MSNBC objects to what Trump's doing in Washington, even though she recently tweeted. Couple of her cars, she and the husband, were stolen. They had a couple of Vespa scooters. They were stolen. Kids' bikes stolen. She says the tally, here are the numbers. It was 6 or 7 vehicles of one sort or another. She whined about that, complained about that. But because Trump is doing it, this is not good. And the carjacking stats are probably the biggest that I see in Washington. The most frightening carjacking have gone way down just during this period of time. And by the way, the National Guard is mulching, creating gardens, picking up trash. Do you have an objection to that? This is going to happen in Chicago. I thought Trump would stop with maybe the federal areas in Chicago. I think it's going to be broader. And we're going to see, do they still want to die on this hill? Crazies like this woman do. She thinks she's smarter. She's just going to scream, crime is down. What don't you understand? And I'm going to say it again and again and again. Is that a winning issue? Polling, gut instincts? No, it is not. And Democrats who actually have to win elections, no, it's not. All right, we'll talk to Senator Dave McCormick about that. And also this big deal with South Korea or South Korean companies at the Navy Yard that has won a lot of approval. I mean, this guy's a powerhouse. He's next. And we'll get a winner on the side question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, Dom Giordano's show, big issues, big guests. We heard from Jack Ciattarelli. Doubleheader today, though. Senator Dave McCormick, who has made quite an impact, joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Yep. Hey, Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. How are you?
Well, very well. Now, your staff put out, too, the 6 months in office. I happen to be out during that period of time where you were busy making big deals here for jobs and national security. What are some of the high points that you put out in kind of that, here's my six-month report card?
Well, as I always say to you, I start with a real honor and privilege to be serving the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I'm the 54th elected senator, and I really take it seriously. And the things I promised were to stop the flow of fentanyl into Pennsylvania and get the economy back on track and create jobs. And there's been a lot of progress on jobs. I'd say four things I'd highlight. One, I'm really proud of the Nippon U.S. Steel deal, which the president was opposed to, and I went with some others and sat down and talked to him, and he made the deal a lot better, and that not only saved 4,000 jobs in the Mon Valley outside of Pittsburgh, but created another 10,000 as they build a new mill. The second big opportunity, which is something I worked with Governor Shapiro on, was the announcement by Amazon to invest $20 billion in Pennsylvania in two big campuses with data centers, one in Bucks County, one right near where I grew up in Columbia County, which is a huge investment and a big opportunity for energy and AI. The third is the Energy and Innovation Summit we talked about, mm-hmm. you and I.
Right.
$92 billion of investment in Pennsylvania, tens of thousands of jobs, energy infrastructure, and data centers. And finally, last week, I'm so excited. You and I have talked many times about the Philadelphia shipyard, and I've been there a number of times. And what was announced last week is that Hanwha, which purchased the Philadelphia shipyard, is going to invest an additional $5 billion, which will create 5,000 new jobs. And these are great jobs for welders and steam fitters and electricians. And it's going to make Philadelphia a place that builds about a ship and a half a year now to a place that builds 20 ships a year and helps get our shipbuilding capacity in America back on track. So those are examples of areas where I think Pennsylvania can play a huge leadership role, and I'm working hard to be part of that.
Well, absolutely. Now, you mentioned fentanyl, and I'm seeing a story today, pretty disturbing. Employers talk, I think it was Wall Street Journal, of people that are actually drug testing fentanyl, which seems deadly to me, the mere mention of the word. President Trump suggesting more with the border being shut down, but to go after the cartels. And I think you've been one of the leaders in the Senate. There's an appetite to do more. We can't just let them say, hey, we're on the other side of the border. We can do what we want.
Absolutely. I mean, we got to kill the supply of fentanyl coming across our border. There was 4,000 Pennsylvanians who died last year, almost 100,000 Americans last year alone, Dom. That is how crazy this is. And it's the ingredients come from China, so we need to penalize and punish China and stop that. And they get into Mexico, the cartels manufacture the fentanyl, and then they bring it across our border. And so what the president's done is two things. He's obviously halted the flow of people across mm-hmm. the border, illegal immigrants. But the second thing, which I had encouraged him to do and Secretary Rubio to do, they've identified the cartels as terrorist organizations. That allows us to use the full range of our military and law enforcement capabilities to destroy the cartels, both across the border in Mexico, working with the Mexican government, but also here in the United States. We also need to do a lot on the demand side. And unfortunately, in Southeast Pennsylvania, we've got a huge problem in Kensington and other places. And we need to create the facilities to help people transition, to break the cycle of addiction. There's more to do on that, but the starting point is crushing the source, which is these cartels.
Also, you're in Washington frequently, the Senate and the like. The crime situation, it's an obvious thing of what's happened here, just preliminary, but give us a sense of what it's like day to day. You're a military veteran at high order, but the times I'm in Washington, and as you know, I grew up in South Philly, I'm in Germantown, yeah. I'm in city my whole life, it feels like a dangerous place, and I'm not even necessarily in the outlying areas where it is even more dangerous.
Yeah, listen, something remarkable has happened on that. In Washington, unfortunately, you see lots of people on the streets, lots of homeless people. You would come into Union Station, take the train from Philly, and you know, Union Station 25 years ago used to be spectacular. Now it's filled with homeless people and a real risk of crime, particularly at night. And what President Trump did is he essentially brought the National Guard in under specific powers he has related to the District of Columbia. And honestly, Dom, not only in the statistics, which violent crime and crime in general has come down dramatically, and even the mayor, a Democratic mayor, has mm-hmm. said as much, but you can feel it. My wife and I took a walk. We lived near the water in Washington when I'm here during the week. We took a walk the other day in an area which usually we would, at night, we would be very reluctant to do. It was absolutely, there was National Guard walking around. It was absolutely peaceful, kids out playing. It was amazing. And then today I took the train in, came through Philadelphia into Union Station, and there was National Guard in there. And literally there's a quartet playing right in the main corridor there, playing classical music. I mean, it was like a radical turnaround. You would have never imagined this 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I think the important thing is here is Washington is far more secure. But second, I think it's a role model for particularly these Democratic mayors across the country where crime is out of control. People should have a right to be able to walk outside their doors and feel safe. And unfortunately, we don't have that in a lot of cities.
That's my experience with Union Station. It was like this hot spot when you came into Washington. The last couple of times I've been there was during the day, but I navigate it much more carefully. I hope you tell that story, though. You know, I want to see them challenge that there was classical music in Union Station. That's symbolic of what's going on. Yeah.
You got to take the train just to see it. You wouldn't believe it. So, listen, we got a lot of work to do. But I feel like the first 8 months for President Trump have been, you know, just ask yourself, what did he campaign on and what has he done? I think he's lived up to his promises. And I've got a whiteboard in my office with 10 things I promised. And I get a lot of check marks. I'm not done yet, but I think we're really pushing the ball in the right direction. I feel good about it.
You are. One parting one, too, that you've been understated behind the scenes, but just making it happen, helping to do that is school choice, which is going to start to play out more and more, and people are going to have to make a decision here in Pennsylvania. Are they going to give parents choice, the big one, big, beautiful bill, et cetera? What can you tell us on that front?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, if you believe, which I know you do, Dom, and I do, in opportunity, equality of opportunity for everybody, no matter what their race, no matter what their religion, we want everybody to have great opportunity. The best way to do that is school choice. And school choice exists, as you know, Dom. Rich people have it. They can send their kids anywhere they want. And what the Big Beautiful Bill did, and it was an important step, is it gave much more favorable tax treatment to anybody who gives philanthropic dollars to school choice. So we think it's going to encourage a lot of philanthropy coming into school choice, helping fund scholarships. But there's a lot more we need to do. We need school choice legislation in Pennsylvania. We almost had that in the last gubernatorial election, and the governor ultimately decided not to go forward on that. We need to do this, and other states are doing it. And the aftermath of COVID, we see it in Arkansas, we see it in Georgia, we see it in Florida, we see it in Tennessee, see it in Texas, and it's creating great opportunity for everybody. This is the way to make sure that everybody has a shot at the American dream, and it starts with our kids and their education. So this is an important step, but I'm going to be beating this drum and shouting from the rooftops that we need to do a lot more on school choice.
Well, you are. Thank you. So I got to see that whiteboard sometime and see how many checks out of the 10 that are there. Is it over 5? Well, we'll set the number here.
I'd say we're over 5 and headed towards 10. And, you know, there's a lot more to do, but we're making real progress.
Thank you, Senator. Thanks as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Senator Dave McCormick here. Does that seem, you know, just made up? There was classical. No, he's not the type of guy who's going to say that. That's what Union Station used to be about. Instead, Scott Jennings says he's looking for a tie. He was going to be in CNN, and he hears a shot, and somebody's dead next to him in Union Station. Trump is out, you know, for his own, in his mind, his legacy. Who cares what the motivation is? But to make Washington, the nation's capital, the greatest nation in history, a showplace, even the grass. How's it going, though, with the special announcement from the White House? I've been concentrating on McCormick.
Nothing yet.
Yeah. All right, we will bring it to you and let you know what that is
running late.
You know, the running late with politicians. Oh, God. All right. But the side question in full play, hit us with that, Andy, Andrew.
Thrilled to report that the U.S. Space Command headquarters will move to the beautiful locale of a place called Huntsville, Alabama.
All right. So that's the big announcement, moving from Colorado Springs The advantages of Huntsville has always been a place where, well, at least the last
time. So disappointed, Dom. The chat on YouTube right now, yes. I'm watching the AP feed.
Yes.
No, he's alive. Boo. This is pre-recorded. No. People were tuning in for the sole sake that they hoped that this would be an announcement that Trump was dying.
Oh, my God. You know, I have to get on the Josh Barton guy tomorrow. You know, we like him, Dan, over the years. Fun bets. You know, will Michelle Obama be president 50-1, AOC 100-1? He says today that they're only offering 1-1 odds that Trump will finish his term because it's so enormous, the amount of money. I'm reading right from his website. At 3-1 odds, they couldn't handle it. What in the world is driving these people? And you know, how are they going to be when we get down to the last days of this term and Trump is finishing out his term? Yet at the same time, they're saying he's going to finish out his term and then continue to be president in 2028. So which one is it? They're betting on both that are preposterous. All right. So Huntsville, Alabama is the big announcement. I don't know. This was a lot of teasing for this. I don't have anything against it, but... you know, I thought it was going to be the war or the defense change, at least. He is to be known as Rocket City, Trump just said. Okay. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, I have two answers today.
Sure.
Well, it's one answer.
Okay.
It's two answers. It's Andy Kim.
All right.
It's the Asian senator from New Jersey, and it's also the Lebanese-Canadian singer from the 1970s who did the song Rock Me Gently.
All right. That's an interesting co-joining with Andy Kim in that. All right. The Drew of Upper Darby. All right, Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, these young ladies were famous for their song, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boys of Company B. They raised the morale of our greatest generation, our World War II soldiers, and they were the Andrews sisters. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you very much. Joe of Exton met all at No Apocalypse yesterday due to what he did. Hey, Joe, afternoon. What do you have today?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My Andrew is the late Philadelphia classical pianist Andre Watts.
Classical what?
All right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. He was big here in Philly. Tell us more, Joe. Why Andre Watts?
Well, his mother was a Hungarian who met an American soldier who was stationed in Germany. This is after the war, when they were in Germany, the Americans, that is. So,
it's okay, Joe. You have the strain on. I got your answer. My goodness. Gina, there's no world that exists outside the classics. Joe is headed to Union Station right now. McCormick said, you know what's on there. All right, let's go to Gene and Abby.
Oh, is Joe the one playing the classical music?
Yeah, probably. All right, Gene, what's yours?
My answer is President Andrew Jackson. Old Hickory. He was a hero in the War of 1812, Battle of Pensacola and the Battle of New Orleans. He served in the House. He served in the Senate. And there was a little bit of controversy with his stuff there. But
a little bit? My God, they rioted and knocked down the White House with him. He had four bullets in him. Who knows how many different women. I challenge you to a duel, sir.
Isn't that that's right. Wasn't he a great pick for me today?
Oh, exactly. No, Gene. I love it. A little bit of controversy. All right, Chuck in Newtown Square, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Chuck, you round it out. What do you have?
All right, I think you say you always like out of the box.
Yes.
Well, in 1956, off the coast of Nantucket, there was an accident between a ship called the Stockholm and the Andrea Doria. Now, it's famous for a few things. One of them is also featured in a Seinfeld episode.
Where we're going. But
it was also the most famous rescue at sea. 1,660 people were rescued over the course of 5 days, and you know, only about, I think it's around 16 people died, but it was a collision between those two ships in a big sense of fog. So people talk about how big the ocean is, but it's not that big that these two ships found each other.
Well, what did George Costanza say? Come on now, only 16 people died out of here when they were trying to go for the... Now, you see, if Mondami, though, were in charge, all the apartments would be rent-stabilized. You wouldn't have to go in for that.
You are correct. You are correct, yes. They were trying... You're 100% right. That's what he was trying to do. He was trying to get into an apartment complex or whatever, and yeah. he was getting beaten out by somebody...
Survivor.
Who survived. He survived the Andrea Doria.
Great stuff. Always comes back to Seinfeld. All right, Andrew, who did you like today?
I'm going to go with one of my mom's favorite actresses of all time. She loves... Sound of Music was her favorite movie. You got to go with Julie Andrews.
Yes, except Joe said he didn't like her disrobing in Victoria
well,
or something.
I mean, you talked about the classics. The Sound of Music is a classic.
Yeah,
and that's what
right,
we'll
great.
Remember
okay.
Julie Andrews.
All right, Dan, how about you?
Andrea Bocelli caused a lot of humor,
yes.
And so did Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
Raggedy Andy, a good one. Julie Andrews, I do like. But that last one, man, Andrea Doria was a good one from Chuck.
Let's go with Chuck.
You
I always
Chuck?
Love his call. The guy's a master at that. But I love the guy when Andrew Jackson sang. Well, maybe he was a bit controversial. Andrew Jackson is a buckskin version of Trump, of what he was doing in the White House.
Pretty
much. There's a lot of similarity there. Okay. Thanks to Dan pinch hitting today. Hope Henry's getting on the mend. And are you on tomorrow with us?
Unfortunately, no. I'm
what
not
the heck's happening
tomorrow.
Here?
You got to talk to Frank.
Well, he's away. So
yeah, no,
just show up here and we'll work you in. Rich Cioli show is next. Rich, 4 big hours coming up. Great stuff today with Jack Cetarelli. That interview should be up on podcast. You can listen to it. I'm back tomorrow, noon until 3. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.